Well, one thing, these jets are worth a lot of money. Somebody will buy them up. I mean, it's going to be nowhere near, you know, Delta or United. Somebody's going to buy these jets up, you know, and they were running on a shoestring anyways. And one of the things, being objective about it, the fuel cost is what finished them off, because, you know, JP fuel has like gone through the roof. And then the other thing too, you know, they're really strict on these maintenance procedures on these jets. You know, so if you get so many flights and you need new tires or need new brakes or you need new engines or something of that nature, you can't fly them anymore. You're done. So, you know, you fly and fly and fly and fly them until they get to the, you know, end of the big maintenance life. And then you make a decision like, okay, we can't fly this one anymore. We can't fly this one anymore. So, you know, the assets are going to be worth a lot of money just because of the fact that, you know, it takes forever to get a jet. So, you know, at the end, you know, somebody will pick them up. Somebody will pick up the pilots. Somebody will pick up all the other stuff. Somebody will pick up the maintenance on all these jets. You know, like years ago, I used to fly AirTran all the time. And Southwest, they went out, and Delta bought all the 737s. Or I'm sorry, Southwest bought all the 737s, and Delta bought all the 717s. So somebody will pick up all the assets, because the assets are worth a lot. Not just because of the cost of the jet, but because it takes, you know, almost 5 years to get a jet. Let's see, who's going to go to? Dakota, go ahead.